In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
哈利路亚，奉主圣名开始讲道。
I'd like to share tonight's message with the topic here says, Those wait for the Lord.
今天晚上要跟大家一起互相勉励的题目是但那等候神的。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40.
请看以赛亚书第四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 27 to 31.
以赛亚书四十章从二十七节一直到三十一节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse from 27 to 31.
以赛亚书四十章二十七节到三十一节。
Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, My way is hidden from the Lord?And the just due me escaped the notice of my God. Do you not know, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. 29. He gave strength to the weary, and to him who lacked might he increase power.Though youth grow weary and tired, and a vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with the wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.I think Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 27 to this 31, this verse is very familiar with us.
我想以赛亚书四十章二十七节到三十一节大家都非常的熟悉。
But once you look at the whole entire book of Isaiah,
但是我们看整本以赛亚书。
This chapter 40 is considered a very turning point.
这个四十章这个是一个转捩点。
Isaiah chapter 1 to chapter 35, and God prophesied through the Isaiah about the judgment of God.
以赛亚书从第一章一直到三十五章呢，神借着以赛亚书来预言教会的事情。
And at the same time, they're restoring the remnant.
在神要那个神要实现他的预言。
So the judgment of God upon the Israel, yet some of those people who God saved for them for the future, they restored them back to Israel, to Jerusalem.
说呢，神要留下一些以色列民，以后要重回耶路撒冷。
And chapter 36 to 39, talking this historical fact is written here in the book of Isaiah.
三十六章到三十九章是在历史上记载他们从回到以色列地的事情。
Mostly talk about the king Hezekiah.
大部分时间是提到西西家王。
We understand the book of this Isaiah. The Isaiah, he was in the during the time of King Hezekiah.
我们知道以赛亚当先知的时候，刚好是西西家王的时候。
Now once we read from chapter 36 to 39.
如果我们读三十六章到三十九章
，we can find out there's a lot of challenge to Israel and also to Israel.
我们发现到这对以色列民来说呢是有很多的挑战的。
But here talk about the King Hezekiah, his success and his failing, also the failure written in this.36 to 39.
在三十六章到三十九章，同时提到了西西家王的成功，也提到他的失败。
And chapter 40 on till of 66, you're talking about God's salvation.
在四十章以后到六十六章，这里是提到了神的救恩。
And he's restoring his messianic kingdom in through the Jesus Christ.
他要把他的他要他的王国借着耶稣基督来实现。
So Isaiah chapter 40 is as a section wise the third sections.
以赛亚书四十章是第三个段落的开始。
So this is first chapters of the third section.
这是第三个段落的第一章。
Here Isaiah prophesies of his people now coming back to his land, so let them to be prepared.
这里提到说，他的民要回到他们的土地，要让他们准备了。
This prophecy came to truth to his people about 150 years later on.
这个预言是在这个以色列民150年前要回以色列地之前的150年前就预言了。
So roughly 700 BC, Isaiah prophesied this word.
大约是在公元前呢700年以赛亚这样的预言。
Chapter 40 is focused on his people exiled to the Babylon.
40章是记载的以色列民被掳到巴比伦去。
So God bring these people back to Jerusalem.
所以神把这些以色列民带回到耶路撒冷来。
So this is chapter 40 is the message of encouragement to Israel.
40章这里呢是对以色列民的勉励。
But at the same time, this message is not only prophesied will happen 150 or 170 years happen later on, but yet at the same time, at that time also, this message can be encouraged for his people.
虽然说这个预言在150年之后才实现，但是在当时呢，就能够借着这个预言来鼓励这些以色列民。
Here the God talking about the verse 31 says, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain the new strength.
31节这里提到说，但那等候神的必重新得力。
Actually, outside of the conditions, circumstance is not that hopeful out there.
在当时在外表的这个外在的环境似乎是对他们来说是没有希望的。
During the time of this King Hezekiah,
在西西家王的时代
，a lot of struggle and a lot of challenge spiritually.
在对他们的属灵上来说，有许多的挑战跟挣扎。
Yet King Hezekiah revived their faith, his people.
但是呢，西西家王复兴了他人民的信心。
But the people's life has a lot of challenges.
但是这些以色列百姓的信心仍然接受了许多的挑战。
I hope that today this message can help us.To understand this, those who wait for the Lord can be the message to encourage our spiritual life.
我想今天呢，我们也可以借着这个31节这里等候神的必重新得力这个信息来勉励大家。
And this people in this world, life is very depends on their physical life.
我们人生活在世上都大部分都依靠着肉体。
We understand the life is a very limited power and limited strength.
我们知道我们在人生活在世上有很多受限制的地方。
Once we rely on ourselves, we can understand that we are a limited person.
当我们在依靠自己的时候，我们就知道我们自己是受到许多限制的。
Knowledge wise and also strength, the power wise, always limited.
不管在知识或是能力方面都是非常受限制的。
So here, Isaiah chapter 40 here described that verse 28 and 29, 30 here described that let's from look at the 29 and 30.
我们来看29节跟30节。
And he gave strength to the weary, and to him who lacked might he increased power. Though you're weary, grow weary and tired, and the vigorous young men stumble badly,And he explained about verse 30 says, people out there, those who rely on themselves.
这里他解释说，在外面这些人呢，他们全部都依靠自己。
This is a very normal life.
这对人来说是很平常的。
But Christian life is very different.
但是对一个基督的生活来说是完全不同的。
Because we receive the strength from above.
因为我们得到力量是从天上来的。
The Spirit of God within us to constantly...give us a heart to motivate our life.
神的灵在我们身上经常的来鼓励我们。
So if we are the one who wait for the Lord,
如果我们是等候神的
，even though the circumstances a lot of challenge and a lot of difficulties,
虽然说环境上看起来是有许多的挑战、许多的困难
，but we gain the new strength from above.
但是我们能够从上得到新的能力。
And we will mount up with like wings like an eagle.
我们就必同如鹰展翅上腾。
I hope the year 2012, spiritually, your life can, your wing can gain the strength and that you can fly in the spiritual sky.
我们想说在这个2010年我们的灵力能够增长，我们就跟鹰一样飞在属灵的天空上面。
We can feel the true freedom within the spirit.
我们在属灵上可以感觉到那个自由。
We understand that Paul, he physically has a lot of a struggle in his life.
我们知道保罗在他一生当中有许多的挣扎。
We know the thorn is always in his body.
我们知道有一根刺永远是加在他的身上。
So always this illness interrupt his ministry.
这个他的身上这个疾病一直在困扰着他这个传道的工作。
And also he faced a lot of persecutions.
同时他也面对许多的逼迫。
And he had gone through a lot of difficulties.
他也经历过许多的困难。
But his spiritual wing is strong enough to let him to fly.
但是他属灵的翅膀能是非常的坚强，让他能够展翅上腾。
Because he can feel that there's a grace of God upon in his life.
因为他觉得说神的恩典充满了在他的身上。
He understands that God is with him in his life.
他明白也了解说神与他的生命同在。
No matter what circumstance,
不管的环境是如何。
He spiritually can fly up to the sky.
他在属灵上是能够展翅上腾飞上
天空的。He can encourage the older brothers and sisters rejoice always.
他能够勉励所有的弟兄姐妹要常常的。
He's telling us that he will mount up with the wings like eagles in his life.
他能够勉励弟兄姐妹要常常喜乐，能够像鹰一样展翅上腾。
We look at the Bible. Who is the spiritual giant?
我们来看看这个圣经里面谁是属灵上的巨人呢？
The most of the spiritual giant, the spiritual big man, they are face a lot of difficulties.
我们看看在我们所谓的属灵上的巨人呢，他们通常都面对了许多的困难。
I think you named them, you know, is very well, like a Daniel.
我们可以看得到就是但以理先知。
Daniel and his three friends.
但以理还有他的三个朋友。
And they were carried to the Babylon.
他们被掳到巴比伦去。
Without the freedom.
他们失去了自由。
They were very faithful to God before.
事实上，他们对神充满了信心。
Yet their life just come down into the deep darkness in their life.
但是他们的生命正处在一个黑暗的时期。
Within the young ages, they have to face such kind of challenges.
他们在非常年轻的时候就必须要面对非常严峻的挑战。
Easily, as a circumstance wise, they easily can give up themselves.
如果他们面对这样环境，可以很轻易的就放弃了。
Easily they can compromise their life with the foreign kingdoms way of lifestyle.
他们也可以很容易的就跟这个外邦的生活来妥协。
They can make excuse themselves.
他们也可以为自己找很多的借口。
The circumstance is not their problem because even though before they were faithful to God, but because all these people move into the Babylon, it's not in their hands. It's not because of them.
他们虽然说对神有非常有信心，但是呢，他们自己本身被掳到巴比伦去，也不掌握在他们的手中。
I'm sure because they prayed to God a lot before. Why these things happened to my life?
我想说呢，他们真的是对神祷告了许多。为什么这些事情发生在我们的身上呢
？You have noticed that Daniel and his three friends, their life was a very clean life they lived.
我们可以注意到说呢，但以理和他的三个朋友过着一个非常圣洁的生活。
Such a holy life is not just built up by one day.
圣洁的生活并不是一天就能够造成的。
This one is built up year by year and day by day.
圣洁的生活是日积月累所形成的。
But end up they face such kind of difficulties and challenges.
但是当他们面对这样的困难和挑战的时候
，I'm sure because they pray a long time.
我想呢，他们一定做了很多长时间的祷告。
Maybe in a sense they don't understand why these things happen.
他们并不了解说为什么这件事情发生在他们的身上。
But they never give up their faith.
但是他们从来没有放弃过他们的信心。
They fly on the sky.
他们想要如鹰展翅上腾飞上天空。
They don't want to give up their life as like just in this world way of lifestyle.
他们不想要就让自己随波逐流。
Outside force was very strong at that time.
在那个时候，外在的环境是非常恶劣的。
Because Babylon, the king Nebuchadnezzar forced them to train, and then their life to change to be like a Babylon.Babylonians.
因为他们被掳到巴比伦之后呢，巴比伦王要把他们生活改变成为像巴比伦人一样。
If they keep their life just like a Israelite, then it's hard to be accepted in the society.
如果他们要让自己成为真正的以色列人，那样子生活是很难被当时的社会所接受的。
But yet they want to keep their life like an eagle's life.
但是他们要让他们生活就像鹰一样。
They don't want to be compromised.
他们并不想妥协。
They know God is a living God.
他们知道他们的神是真神。
They know that God, there's a certain plan for them.
他们知道神有对他们有一个计划在。
We understand that when Daniel he has a life in the Babylon, his life is full of a prayerful life.
我们知道但以理他在巴比伦的生活是充满了祷告的生活。
He doesn't want to defile during the time of train. He doesn't want to defile himself by the those of food that offered to God to eat, so their life to be defiled.
在他受训的时候，他不希望因为饮用王的膳食来玷污了自己。
He and his three friends never themselves to be exposed themselves about how great they are.
他们也不想让他跟他三个朋友让他们知道说他们是多么的好。
They want to express who is their God to trust in.
他们要让他们知道说是他神是他们他们的神是值得他们去信赖的。
Let all the people can see that their wings come from God.
让所有的人都可以看得到他们属灵的翅膀是神所赐
给他们的。So every time when they face in front of a king,
所以当他们面对王的时候
they never express how great they are.
他们从来不说他们自己有多
好。They express how great their God is.
他们总是说他们的神有多么的伟大。
Even their life is when they're jeopardizing the life in jeopardized situation.
甚至他们的生命在危急的时候，他们仍然是这么样的做。
They never give up their faith.
他们从来没有放弃他们的信
仰。They want to live in this world life like eagles.
他们想要在这个世上活得像一头鹰一样。
Indeed, their life never be failed as an eagle's life.
他们事实上他们的在世上生活从来没有失败，他们就活得像鹰一样。
King can see that their life is different.
连王都可以看得出来说他们的生命是不同的。
When Daniel's three friends was in the furnace, burning fire.
当丹以理他的三个朋友在面对那个熊熊的烈火的时候
，When they're cast into the furnace, they're supposed to be burned to death already.
当他们被丢到火窑里面，他们应该是被烧死才对。
A king said another person within there.
但是国王说他看见有另外一个人跟他们走在一起。
Protect them.
在保护着他们。
So later on, bring them out.
后来就把他们带出来。
This king praised their God.
这个国王来赞美他们的神。
Because he can see the spiritual wing within them.
因为他可以看见到他们有属灵的翅膀。
We need this kind of Christian life to be.
我们希望能够活着这样的基督徒的生活。
But we do not pray to God that says, God just give me a peaceful way of journey and earn a lot of money as a blessing.
我们不是光光向神祷告说让我过着平安的生活赚很多的钱。
Of course, nobody wants to be a tough life in this world.
当然也没有人想希望过着一个很艰苦的生活。
But Christians, we need a spiritual wing.
但是一个基督徒所需要的是一对属灵的翅膀。
Just like Daniel.
就像但以理一样。
And his three friends has this wing.
他和他的三个朋友都有这样属灵的翅膀。
Even king and people can see that these people can fly.
甚至王跟其他人都可以看到说这些人他们用属灵的翅膀可以飞翔。
Look at Joseph's life.
我们看到约瑟的生活。
His life was different.
他的生活是不同。
He had a lot of difficulties.
他的生活有非常的困难。非常多的困难。
About 17 years on until reached 30 years old.
在他从17岁一直到他30岁的时候。
I'm sure he prayed continually to God.
我想说他应该是经常的向神在祷告。
Why these things happen to me?
为什么这样的事情发生在我的身上?
He said, am I have done something wrong to you?
我做了什么事得罪你吗?
I'm sure he prayed to God.
我想他应该是有常常对神祷告。
There's a lot of temptation, maybe he might give up God and only his life.
在那里有许多的诱惑他大可以就是放弃了神。
But he's holding God.
但是呢，他持定了神。
He doesn't know why these things happen to him.
他只是不了解说为什么这样的事情发生在他身上。
As long as he holding God, trust in him.
但是他知道，只要他能够持守住神。
He understands God will fly him.
他知道神会让他飞起来的。
So we can see that the life is like a Joseph's life.
所以我们看到像约瑟这样的生活。
He truly, when he was 30 years old,
当他在30岁的时候
he fly up.
他就飞翔起来。
God moved him up to the prime minister in the nation.
神让他成为埃及国的宰相。
No one can beat his wisdom because he's the wiser than anybody else.
没有人能够比过他的聪明智慧，因为他比任何人都具有聪明智慧。
Because his wisdom and inspiration has come from God.
因为他的智慧和启示都是从神那里来的。
So actually, the one person like Joseph saved the whole entire nation.
所以就像约瑟这样一个人能够拯救了全国的生
命。His wing can help the whole entire foreign nation.
他的翅膀能够在这个整个的国家上。
How amazing it is.
是非常一个奇妙的事情。
In Isaiah chapter 40,
在以赛亚书40章。
This is the God told his people.
神告诉他的百姓
not only that generation, but future generation.
不只是在那一代，他们的下一代。
One day, because you were exiled to the Babylon.
是从你们开始被掳到巴比伦的时候。
Because of your own sin against me.
因为你们犯罪得罪了我。
But I will bring you back to this land.
但是我会把你们带回来这块地。
So your life should be like the eagles.
所以你们的生命就像鹰一样。
So chapter 40, if you look at the whole chapter, it is explained about what is eagle's life.
在40章里面就整个来描述说什么样是活着像鹰的生活。
Now, chapter 40 is a verse from 3.
我们看40章的第三节。
And here chapter 40 verse 3.
40章的第三节。
The voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord is in the wilderness.The make a smooth in the desert a highway for our God. He mentioned the make a smooth in the desert and a highway for the Lord, highway for our God.
在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
Well, of course, this is the message that even in the further later on when Jesus when he come to the land of Judea.
这是预表的，这是在以后当耶稣到犹太地的时候。
But at the same time, that this is the message for the people who exiled when they coming back to Jerusalem to be prepared.
但是这个预言呢，是要让这些从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的人的心里面做一个准备的。
Christian's life is important when we look at ourselves.
基督徒的生活是一个很重要的，当我们看看我们自己。
We have to ask ourselves, can we see that there's a way to the Lord?
我们可以看得到我们神的道是在哪里呢
？Maybe we have a way to somewhere to our business or somewhere our things that are our interest in this world.
大部分时候我们可以看到说我们自己所想要走的道路对我们是比较有利的。
But can we see that there's a way to the Lord?
但是我们可以看得到就是神的道在哪里吗
？How we can gain the strength from above?
我们可以从领受上头来的能力。
When the way we have a way to the Lord.
我们可以看得到呢，神的道在哪里。
Let's look at the Psalm chapter 84.
我们看一看诗篇八十四篇。
Psalm chapter 84, verse 5.
诗篇八十四篇第五节。
Psalm chapter 84, verse from 5 to 7.
第五节到第七节。
How blessed is the man whose strength is in deed, in whose heart are the highway to Zion. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it as a spring. The early rain also covers it with a blessing. And they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appear before God in Zion.And it mentioned here, verse 5 says, How blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the highway to Zion.
第五节说，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福。
I talk about the life of Daniel.
我们提到了但以理的生活。
He has gone through a lot of challenges and difficulties.
他经过了许多的困难和挑战。
According to the book of Daniel, he prayed three times a day.
我们可以从但以理书看到说，但以理他每天三次向神祷告。
I learned that three times a day is not easy.
一天三次向神祷告并不容易。
Of course, we can pray the three meals that before we take the meal, we pray.
当然，我们可以在每天吃三餐之前向神祷告。
But we're talking about the prayer that we can see the highway reach to God.
但是我是提到说，我们经过祷告可以看到神的道的。
When Daniel, when it time for the prayer, then he went up and he opened the window toward Jerusalem.
我们也看得到当但以理要祷告的时候他把朝着耶路撒冷的窗户打开
No one can see the, his highway the to the Zion
没有人可以看得到这个到神的国的一个的大道
Because Daniel he gained the strength from there
但是呢但以理他从神那里领受了力量
Because his strength come from above
因为他的力量是从上头来的
So he cannot give up his own prayer
所以他不会放弃他自己的祷告
Even though his life is jeopardized if he pray continue to pray to God then he was cast into the lion's den
就算说他因为祷告就要被丢到狮子坑里面但是他仍然不会放弃的
Continue to pray to God
他仍然继续不断地向神来祷告
He knows the strength come from there
他知道呢是力量是从神而来的
I thought about it when he opened the window at that time when he prayed
我在想在当时他打开窗户来祷告
I'm sure his heart is God is with him
我知道呢 神是与他同在的
The wonderful communication with God
他想要跟神交通
There's a way to God
这个是有神的道在那
里。I hope 2012, we just started.
这个2012年我们才刚刚开始。
I hope in our daily life,
在我们日常的生活当中
,you and I,
我们你跟我
,when we sit down, when we pray to God, at that moment we can see there is a way to God.
当我们坐下或是我们向神祷告的时候我们也看得到这条是通往神那里的大道。
So God can help us.
所以神能够来帮助我们。
When in our prayer, we have to trust in Him and His Word.
当我们在祷告的时候我们要信赖他信靠他的话。
Let's continue to Isaiah chapter 40.
我们看以赛亚书第40章。
Chapter 40 verse 8.
以赛亚书第四十章的第八节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8.
以赛亚书第四十章的第八节。
The grass wither, the flowers fade, but the word of the word of God stands forever. And as the grass wither, the flower fade, but the word of God stands forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
I hope that 2012 we can trust in God and trust His word.
我想在2012年我们要信靠神信靠神的话
Bible tells us a lot of wisdom
圣经里面告诉我们许多的智慧
Bible tells us a lot of inspiration
圣经给我们很多的启发
Only when we come to God truly
只要我们能够真正的来到神的面前
The word of God work with us
让神在我们身上做工
Not just read and read but the word of God work within our heart
让神的话在我们心里面产生了作用
We know that if we believe in God,
我们知道如果我们真的相信神
the word of God truly work with us.
神的话就会在我们心里面产生了功用。
Let's turn to book of Hebrews chapter 4.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
Book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
希伯来书第四章十二节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
希伯来书第四章的第十二节。
For the word of God is living and acute and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit of both joint and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intention of the heart. I hope that this word becomes ours.
我想这段经节也能够成为我们自己的。
When we meditate the word of God,
当我们在思考神的话的时候
we can feel the word of God truly that is living and enough to pierce in our heart.
我们要觉得说呢，让感觉到说神的道是活泼的，能够呢刺我们的心里。
When the word of God is truly live within us,
神的道真的能够活在我们的心里的时候
then our life can change.
这样子，我们的生命才能够做一番改变。
Even though we read the scripture, if it's some distance from us.
就算我们能够来读经节但是呢对经节这个道理对我们说
then,
还仍然是有一段距离的
the word of God cannot work with us
神的道就不能够在我们身上来做工
Now, we have to ask God to help us our heart can open to the, his word
我们要求神让我们的心能够敞开来接受神的话语
truly inspire our Christian life
能够真正来启发我们的基督徒的生活
we just come to church it's not because of our duty or because it's aAs like a law, but because it's by the move by the love of Christ.
我们来到教会并不是一个规矩或是怎么样，而是因为受到神的爱的感召，我们才来到教会。
So that we can get close to God.
所以我们能够来更接近神。
And Isaiah chapter 40 also continue mention that verse 9.
以赛亚书第四十章的第九节。
And in the, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 9, get yourself up on the high mountain, O Zion, the bearer of good news. You must get yourself up on the high mountain.
你要登到高山上去。
Oh, because this, we know the high mountain is O Zion, is talking about the church.
我们知道这个高山和锡安是代表的教会。
Mountain is the precious place, the spiritual mountain for us.
属灵的高山是一个对我们来说是一个很令人珍惜的地方。
It's truly the mountain, in his house, they are the one, all the strength, all the power can prepare for us to revive our soul.
在神的家里所有的能力和智慧都能够来让我们重新得力。
Now we know that He's Almighty God.
我们知道他是一个全能的神。
He knows everything.
他知道所有的事情。
When He inspires us,
当他能够来启发我们的时候
，then we can understand Him.
我们就能够了解更多。
Then we can gain the strength and in our faith.
然后我们在属灵的生活和信心上就能够增加能力。
Enough energy to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就有足够的能力能够来跟随主。
We know our Lord Jesus is just like the shepherd.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督就是我们的牧羊人。
And just like verse 11 says, like a shepherd, he will guide us.
就像十一节所说，他必像牧人一样来引导我们。
I hope our life in the 2012 can be led by our true shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我希望我们在2012年的时候，我们的生命能够就像被主耶稣牧人一样所引导。
So, we can have a true, we can feel the true security within our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在主里面就能够感觉到真正一个平安。
We know the one we trust in, He is a true God and He's a mighty God.
我们知道我们所相信的是一个真神，是一个全能的神。
He's a true creator.
他是一个真正的世界的造物者。
If you look at the chapter 40 verse from 12,
如果我们看到40章的第12节
He explained how great he is.
在这里描述了神多么的伟大。
And his greatness cannot compare with anything else in this world.
他的伟大是在世界上所有东西都不能够拿来作为比较。
Many things in this world can compare.
在这世上有许多事情都可以拿来互相的比较。
Maybe you're smart than mine, smart, we can compare. Maybe you're better than me, maybe. Something like that.
我们可以比较彼此的智慧谁比较高。
How many years do you receive the education? How rich you are? We can compare.
我们可以比较说你我们谁受了更多的教育。
How great you are, your strength, we can compare with the arms wrestling.
我们可以来比较一下谁的手臂力量比较强。
But God's greatness cannot compare anything else in this world.
但是神的伟大是世界上所有的事情都不能够拿来相提并论的。
So chapter 40 verse 15 here described in this way.
这里看到十五节
Our God is behold the nation like a drop from the bucket.
他说我们这些万民只像水桶里面一滴而已
And are regarded as a speck of the dust on the scales.
就好像天平上的一颗灰尘一样
So it explains how small we are.
在这里告诉我们人是多么的微小
Yet how great he is.
神是多么的伟大
It is truly worthy enough that we can trust in him in our life.
是真的，我们可以把我们的生命交在神的手中。
It is your decision. You can trust in yourself or trust in God.
你要相信神，或者相信你自己是掌握在你自己的手中。
But God urges us to trust in Him.
但是神在提醒我们要信靠他。
During the time of Isaac,
在雅各的时候
，there is a famine came into this land.
在那个时候，在那地有发生了饥荒。
I think he heard from his father when his father's time also famine came to that land.
所以他一定是听到他父亲所说，在他父亲的时候呢，在他们那地也发生了饥荒。
His father moved down to Egypt.
他的父亲是迁徙到埃及去。
But this time when the famine came into this land,
但是在这个时候，这个饥荒到了这个地的时候
，and he started to move.
他想要。
God showed up to him.
神就向他显现。
Do not move down to Egypt.
告诉他不要搬到埃及去。
And he explained, "I will bless you."
他跟他说我会祝福你。
But God never told him God will remove this famine out of his ways.
但是呢，神从来没有告诉他说神会把这个饥荒带离开这块地。
But what God says is, "Do not leave this land."
但是神只告诉他说呢，不要离开这块地。
Because this land as appearance physically there's a famine in this nothing to eat.
但事实上在这块地是有饥荒，没有东西可以吃的。
In human ways it's better to walk away from this land.
如果用神的角度来看的话，是赶快离开这里是最好的了。
Egypt is much better.
埃及是更好的地方。
Because there's everything there.
因为那里有什么，每一样东西都有。
But God said do not leave.
但是神说呢，不要离开这块地。
He just follow what God says.
他只是单纯的接受神的意思，叫他不要走。
He stayed this land.
他就留在这块地。
And later on, after a long time later,
但是在过了一段时间之后，
Bible described God bless him 100 times fold.
圣经里面说呢，神祝福以撒有百倍的收成。
Even all the people there, they're jealous of him.
在旁边所有的人都非常的嫉妒他。
Because other people not receive the blessing, but he's the one, he become a rich man.
但是因为周遭人没有人得到祝福，只有他一个人成为一个富有的人。
Bible described he excessively rich himself in this land.
圣经上面特别的解说，他在那地非常的富有。
It's not somebody else that God did it.
不是别人，是神的手所做的。
Because he trusts in God.
因为他相信神。
And other people can see that the wing within him.
其他人都可以看到属灵的翅膀在他的身上。
This wing is not the human wings.
这对翅膀不是人所造的。
The one that Isaac get this wing is come from God.
以撒所得到的这块属灵的翅膀是从神所赏赐来的。
Rest of the people, they do not have this wing.
其他的人都没有这样属灵的翅
膀。But only Isaac have 100 times fold the blessing in this land.
只有以撒一个人在这地有了百倍的收成。
Because God is with him.
因为神与他同在。
After 2012, God will be with you.Because you trust in him.
在2012年神必与你同在，因为你要信靠他。
Because you obey the word of God.
因为你信靠神，遵守神的旨意。
So God will give you this wing in your life.
神必会把这个属灵的翅膀赐给你。
Now God is a mighty God.
我知道我们的神是全能的神。
If we truly trust in him.
如果我们真正来信靠他。
You truly commit yourself, I want to trust him throughout the whole year.
你告诉自己，你要在这一年要一整年都要来相信神。
I will submit him all the words.In the scriptures,
我要听从神在圣经里面所说的一切话。
God will make your life just like Isaac.
神会让你的生命就像以撒一样。
Just like Daniel,
就像但以理的生命一
样。Just like Joseph's life will come upon your life also.
就像约瑟的生命也会重演在你的身上。
These all people have a spiritual wing upon their life.
这些人都有属灵的翅膀在他们的身上。
All other people can see that they fly.
其他人不能看到他们用属灵的翅膀在飞翔。
Your life outstanding, everybody can see that.
他们的生活过得非常的好，大家都看得到。
Now it's your turn, it's my turn.
现在是你看我，轮到你我了。
Because we trust in God.
因为我们相信神。
I hope you can make your decision in your life today.
你可以在你的生命做一个决定。
So that you can, you are the one of those who wait for the Lord.
你可以成为那个等候神的人。
You gain the new strength from above.
你可以从神那里领受力量。
You will mount up the wings like eagles.
你就必如鹰展翅上腾。
So your spiritual life never be tired in this way.
所以在你的属灵上绝对不会再疲倦了。
We read the Isaiah chapter 40 verse 27. Here mentioned that verse 27 says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, or assert, or the Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the just do me escape?" Notice of my God.
二十七节这边说，雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向神隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问呢？
Maybe on the course of our life, we pray and pray, but not much answer we can hear from God.
也许在我们的祷告生活当中，我们常常祷告，但是神并不常常的给我们回答。
But remember, if your heart is there, God listen to your voice and my voice.
但是我要提醒你，神是常常在垂听你跟我的祷告的。
Verse 28 here, God, who is God here? Explain to us. Verse 28, do you not know that you have not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, does not become weary and tired? This is our God. This is the one whom we pray to.
二十八节说，永在的神，创造地极的主，并不缺乏，也不困倦，这就是我们所相信的神。
So no matter what circumstance, we continue to pray to God.
所以不管的外在环境是怎么样，我们要继续不断的向神来祷告。
Do not disappoint because God do not listen to us right away.
千万不要觉得失望，因为神没有立即的回答我们。
He always listen to our voice.
他总是在听我们的祷告。
Because He knows everything.
因为神是全能，他知道所万事。
He knows when is the best for us.
他知道什么是对我们最好的。
But he's desire to let our heart trust in him.
他希望我们让能够我们的心能够来信靠他。
And the source of strength is come from him.
我们知道能力的泉源就是在神了。
May God be with you this 2012.
愿神在2012年与你同在。
You will gain the strength from above.
你会从上头得到能力。
I hope that your life is not like a chicks, but life like eagles.
我希望你们的生命都能够像鹰一样。
So that you can experience true freedom.
所以你可以感受到属灵上面真正的自由。
Within the Lord.
在神里面能够感受到这样的。
God be with you.
愿神与你同在。
Let's sing him.
我们来唱诗。
395
首。
I think image is very important. Our image.
我们的形象是非常重要的。
Many people look at their face and then they cannot satisfy and they go to cosmetic surgery.
有的人看到他们自己的脸觉得不是很满意，所以他们就去做整形手术。
If you cannot see your face, there's no cosmetic surgery required or needed. There's no mirror, then you don't have to go to cosmetic surgery.
如果没有镜子的话，就不用花钱去找去做整形手术了。
But everybody care about their images.
每个人都很在乎他们的长相如何。
That's why when you go to a barber shop or whatever, if they cut very strange way or not according to your way, then you're very unsatisfied.
如果你去理发的话，他们没有照你的方式剪的话，你会觉得很不满意。
Well, some people want to diet, so they put the very skinny one in there, and then everybody every day look at it, and I want to be like that.
有些人想要比较苗条点，他们就贴一张图画，每天看，说我就是要以后就是要这样子。
Or you can using the Photoshop, you can change your body figure whatever you like, and then you print it out, you put it in the mirrors.
如果说还有另外方法是可以，你用电脑把图片修改一下，让你自己看起来更苗条一点。
It doesn't work to me, so I give up. But anyway, but you have your own image, right?
但是每个人都有每个人的这个长相。
But because this Christian life, we need it, we have a spiritual image.
在一个基督徒的生活当中，也有一个属灵的一个长相。
It depends on your choice today.
今天这就是你做选择的时候。
I want my life like a chick's, and then you end up, you can see the what chick's life looks like. You can you change to be a.
如果说你愿意以后的生活就像鸡一样，就跟鸡一样的生活。
But if you want to be like eagles.
如果我们想要让我们的生活就像鹰一样
，You can be a spiritual eagle.
你可以成为一个属灵的鹰。
Bible showing us all the images. Those are our spiritual ancestors.
圣经上的一些形象，就是我们这些属灵的一些祖先们。
The secret is not that very mysterious. Very simple actually.
事实上，这个也不算是一个。也不算是秘密，是很简单的。
I have noticed all those are like, you know, Daniel's and his three friends and Joseph, because there's a way to God in their heart.
我们可以看得到，在圣经里面记载说，但以理和他的三个朋友，还有约瑟，他们在心里面都有神的一个道。
Because they trust in God.
因为他们信靠神。
And also there has a prayer.
还有他们的祷告。
So they understand who they are.
所以他们了解到说他们自己是谁。
They never glorify themselves, but they always glorify God.
他们从来不把这个荣耀归于自己，永远是把荣耀归给神。
It's very simple.
这是一个非常简单的。
But this is what we acquire in this year.
这就是我们需要要求自己在今年做到的。
We can gain the strength from above.
我们可以从领受上头来的能力。
We never always, wow, their life, my life, quite distant.
我们可以看到说你我的生活好像差了一大段距离。
But within 2012, we can see how close we are, our life be like them.
在2012年我们可以想让我们自己的生活生命跟他们更接近。
If they fly on the sky, then I can fly on the sky.
如果他们能够翱翔在属灵的天空，我也能够翱翔在属灵的天空。
I hope you and I let us all fly.
希望让我们都能够翱翔在属灵的天空。
We continue to pursue our Christian life within God and with a true faith.
我们就在不断的来追求更圣洁的属灵生命。
Never be failed.
永远不要失败。
Never discouraged.
永远不要丧气。
We'll continue to go.
继续的往前迈进。
Until we reach this goal.
一直到我们达到这个目标。
If we have this desire.
如果我们有这样的信念。
And God will give us a strength in our wings.
神就会给我们赐给我们力量。
God will be with you.
愿神与你同在。
Now we can pray for the sister Seal Lee.
我们也为李姐妹来祷告。
She's now from the Elizabeth Church.
她是伊丽莎白教会的姐妹。
An evil spirit, I think, bothers her.
她受到邪灵的干扰。
We ask God can help her. Help our we are at a distance, yet our prayer is powerful enough. If we one mind, one accord, we pray for her.
虽然我们离她很远，但是如果我们能够同心祷告，神的灵能够来。
Let our Holy Spirit cast this evil spirit out of her.
让圣灵借着他圣灵能够把这个邪灵给驱逐出去
so she can be free from the evil spirit.
所以他能够免于邪灵的干扰
Let's kneel down, we pray together.
我们一起来祷告